Hi, 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 hello.
It's ridiculous.
Hello, I'm Danielle Tame, and welcome to Acting Conversations on Craft, a podcast where I am lucky enough to get to sit down with industry experts and talk about all things acting. Enjoy. When I spoke to headshot photographer Tara Gulledge, we talked about how anxiety-producing headshot sessions can be, because we know, as actors, we know the headshot is supposed to look like us. But we also know that that headshot is what gets us the audition with the casting director. So, of course, we want it to look really, really good. For Tara, she says if we, as actors, are having real thoughts and feeling real emotions, then we have to trust that our face is going to do what it needs to do. Throughout the conversation, she talked about how best to prepare for the photo shoot, what to bring, and how she works to make the client feel safe and comfortable. She goes on to say something that we have all heard before. She says, the best thing that you have to offer is you. She says, there is magic. There is magic in seeing somebody being authentically them. I hope that you enjoy my conversation with Tara Gulledge as much as I did.
I would like to welcome my guest today, Tara Gulledge. Hopefully I said that right. I forgot to check before.
I say Tara.
Tara. Okay, Tara. Yeah.
And I like Tara. The way you say it, too.
I'll say Tara.
So, I'll blame I feel like one. With the British accent, it's nice. But it's an American Tara. It's not my favorite.
Okay, so Tara. I will do. So I'm talking today to Tara Gulledge, who is an actor and a photographer based in Atlanta. And I'm so excited to talk to you because I've just taken a class with the Arvold Warner Studios. And one of the lessons was, because it's not an acting class, it's about the business of acting. So, you know, websites, you know, profiles on all of these sites that we have to have. And one of the classes was also headshots. And so I've been wanting to talk to you for a while, but that kind of pushed me because your name was on one of our lists of recommended headshot photographers.
Oh,
so
nice.
And I was like, I know Tara. I can talk to Tara. So thank you for giving me, you know, about an hour, give or take, of your time to talk to me about headshots. Because for me, and I don't think I'm the only one, headshots are terrifying. I absolutely dread them because I feel like, and I think rightly so, they are the gateway to our audition. That is the very first thing that the casting director sees. And so, you know, there's that side of us that is, I want to look good. And then there is the, you know, of course. And then there's the casting director side that is, it has to look like you. Mm-hmm. And then sometimes those two, for some of us, don't, you know, it's like, oh, can we take some of those wrinkles away? Can we, you know, stupid things like that. That sort of that vanity comes in. So, you know, I want to talk to you about that whole process and you know, what actors need to do, what those kinds of things. Yeah. So yeah, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I feel honored to be here and I'm excited to talk about all of this.
Well, good. I'm excited to have you. So, so the first thing I think I do want to talk about is, and I've touched on it, you know, just now, but the importance of headshots. I mean, and not just the importance of headshots, but the importance of a good headshot, like from the photographer's point of view. What would you?
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, just boiling it down to the purpose of a headshot is you are giving casting directors a look at you. It should look like you. They are looking to cast a role. And so if you look vastly different when you are in the room or in the Zoom room, you know, a lot of times nowadays are on your self-tape. If you look a lot different from your headshot, that's doing you a disservice and also time consuming for a casting director too, that's thinking, you know, a certain person is coming in for for the audition. So your headshot is important. It's one of the most important and like the essential marketing tool that you have as an actor. It is the first thing that a casting director is going to see before your resume and your demo reel. So it needs to look like you, it needs to be engaging, and it does need to be of professional quality as well. Mm-hmm.
Not taken by
yeah, your uncle that just got a camera that's like, I can do it. I know how. No, not the time to cut corners. You don't want to cut corners with your headshot. You really want to go for someone that has been doing it a while, that you can see the actors that they have shot with are working. They are in the business. They are using these on a professional level. Mm-hmm. And because a lot of times I've seen people kind of cut corners and have their friend do it, or, you know, go to some of those kind of shoot and burn photography studios where like you have 5 minutes and then, you know, you're pushed out the door. And I'm not saying that they can't have a good quality, but sometimes they don't. And you're going to end up spending more money in the long run if your agent says, you know, I really can't use these. I want you to go, you know, get a more professional quality shot. You're going to be spending that money anyway. So invest in yourself, invest in your business. You as an actor are the entrepreneur of your own business. So you need to invest in it. And that's one of the areas, like so much in the business we cannot control as actors. And it's one of the things that we can. So do it right.
Right. And I guess, you know, so what is it about a headshot? That because, you know, I love taking pictures. I love photography. And I think I have a good eye, but I would never do a headshot, you know? So what is it that's involved in taking a really good headshot? What is it that your uncle can't do that you as a professional headshot photographer can?
I think it goes beyond, besides just the technical aspect of a headshot, knowing the framing, knowing the lighting, editing in a way that is still going to be true and look like that person. Besides all of that, headshots are a different beast. So for me, one of the most important things, and I feel like what does make a good headshot, is having that story and sort of, you know, magic behind the eyes. Like you have real thoughts going on. You have, you know, you're saying something with your eyes. It is the moment also. It's, you know, headshots are typically, you know, chest up. It's a shot of your head.
Right. Quite literally.
You know, you can liken that too as the close up in a film. And, you know, as actors, we've seen those scenes where the actor on screen can be saying nothing, but it's all in their eyes and the work that they are doing. It's you feel what they are feeling and trying to emote. And you want to be able to bring that to your headshots. You want someone that is going to be able to direct you and lead you and be collaborative with you and have an understanding of the business, what is professional, what casting directors are looking for, and then how to get the most out of you to be true to your personality, your essence, and what you bring to the table.
Yeah. Right. So you as a photographer, how do you bring out, or how do you help an actor bring their essence, say, to a photo session or to a headshot session? Because I think sometimes we shouldn't, but some of us, you know, it's like, oh, the camera's pointing at me. We sort of, it's not that we shut down in a way, but some of us get very self-conscious. Like one of the things my agents did say is, we'd like to see some teeth. Which, of course, I had me cracking up, because it's like, well, yeah, there's a reason you don't see my teeth, because I don't like my teeth. But, you know, it was that kind of. But anyway, so again, going off on a tangent. So how do you as a photographer, how do you bring that?
For me personally, I think that happens in a couple of different ways. Number one, I want to make sure that my clients, my actors that I work with, are comfortable and they feel safe with me and they feel just allowed to express themselves and just to shed some of that anxiety as much as we can so that they can be in a place where they can express themselves. So some of the ways that I like to do that, one of the things that I added in for me about a year and a half ago are consultations. So especially if I haven't met that person before, I want to get to know them a little bit. I want to get a sense of their personality, and vice versa. I want them to get to know me a little bit, just to kind of go ahead and create a vibe and a rapport so that we're not meeting each other on shoot day for the first time. And that has been, I don't know that that's something a ton of people do or not, but it has been really helpful for me. So in that consultation, we talk about looks. I can help guide them as much as they want me to or need me to. And we also just chat for a little bit and establish a vibe and a rapport. And then on shoot day, I feel like a lot of actors put a lot of anxiety and weight on headshots, like you were saying. And it is a different skill set. Like you would think, well, I'm an actor. I should be able to,
to do this.
But you're not often looking directly into the lens outside of industrials or, you know, on rare projects where you're breaking the fourth wall or something. You're working off of a person, a scene partner, and it's a totally different thing.
I do think for me at least as an actor, when I'm doing what I love and acting, I've embodied a different character. Mm-hmm. So it's not, I mean, yes, I'm bringing myself to that character, but it's not, you know, the headshot to me just is like, it's me, it's all on me. And it's so anyway.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think that's,
I love to start out with people, and I know that that's an anxiety. And so we have that conversation, and I love to just tell my clients, as much as you can, go ahead and shed the pressure. When you, especially if you are coming prepared and you've done everything you can to prepare for the shoot, you have your looks down, you know, we're prepared in a direction of where we want to go with hair, makeup, whatever. You've done the work. So when you're there, it's time to let go. Trust that your face is going to do what it needs to do. If you are honestly thinking thoughts and having like real thoughts, emotions, lines in your head to express something. So if you are having those thoughts, your face is going to do what it needs to do. You don't need to be worried about it. And a lot of times it'll feel like, oh, I'm not doing enough. But like we said, it's that close up. Like I promise you, your face is. And being an actor as well, I like to explore different sides of the look, even though, you know, we may be going for that bright, you know, commercial fun kind of shot, we're going to explore different sides too. And a lot of times when we get you in front of the camera, it may be like, oh, I can totally see this on this particular show. Let's do a little, I have a secret moment. Let's do a little like super confident. I like to communicate in a way with actors too, that's, it's something you can take in and make it your own and express, not just the, like, give me more energy. Like, okay, but in what direction? What are we saying?
Right.
So knowing what you want to emote. And just having fun exploring that is just giving yourself permission to have fun and do what you know how to do as an actor. I know that's easier said than done sometimes, but before even any scene work for me as an actor, I have to have a little talk with myself and be like, okay, you've done the preparation. Now just go have fun with it. Just trust that it's going to be there. But I literally have to tell myself that every time, like give myself permission to let go of being self-conscious and just do it. And inevitably, when you do that, not only does that result in better work, but it's more fun.
Yeah, it's
always more fun.
And it
like,
is more fun
every time. You know,
that's true. So you brought up, you know, having different thoughts and trying to get the actor to have different thoughts. So can you speak a little bit more to that? As far as what is it that the why do we? You know, I mean, you're.
Well, I think a couple different reasons. Number one, you want your headshot to say something. And now that may be pretty subjective to the person looking at the photo, like, oh, I'm getting right. this, I'm getting that. But if you're getting someone thinking about, oh, what are they thinking? You've mm-hmm. done your job well. It's the, you know, sometimes you can kind of call out the sort of blank stare, or just trying to give a blue steel model mm-hmm. face yeah. moment, you know? yeah. So having authentic thoughts. So some of the things that we will use during the session, lines that kind of go with, of course, the character, some strong ones, two strong lines. If you're just like going to have two thoughts that you want to emote, I love you and screw you, or, you know, you can mm-hmm. put whatever word right, you want right. in there. But basically, you know, kind of a love and anger, two disparate sides that are going to bring like a lot out of you. And then in that, knowing who you're talking to, knowing mm-hmm. who you're looking at. So trying to project onto that lens a particular person. You're going to look at your mom differently than you look at your celebrity crush. It's inevitably going to bring out something different in you. So using those tools mm-hmm. of relationship is a big one, you know, who you're looking yeah. at, what you thinking about your look, the vibe that you're wanting to get from it, and thinking of a couple different emotions and things you want to explore that fits with you and your essence and your brand. And we're complicated humans. We have many different sides of ourselves. So thinking about the possibilities for that look, and thinking of some lines that you could do, you know, if mm-hmm. you're doing a look where you're really wanting to get across, you know, if it's like a young mother and she's sweet and kind and approachable, thinking of someone that you really love, and just in your head. And sometimes I'll have actors say stuff out loud before mm-hmm. we take a shot, but, you know, just think of little lines like, I'm here for you. I've got you. You're safe with me. And not only does that make a better headshot, but it also does keep you focused and out of your head mm-hmm. too. Like you're doing work, and you're not, you can kind of forget a little bit about, taking headshots, yeah. and this is my, right. you know, this is my face
camera. Yeah, no, I think, you know, that of course totally makes sense. And you know, I think some people listening may already know this, but I feel like it's good to go back over and kind of go back to the reasons why we're doing this and mm-hmm. what makes a good, you know, a good headshot. So moving on to looks, because you mentioned looks, mm-hmm. And I'm not going to assume that everybody knows what we're talking about. So sure. what, when you say the different, you know, we're going to shoot different looks, what exactly mm-hmm. does that mean?
So as far as what constitutes a look, I guess, is an outfit, like a, you know, a base layer, an outfit that you're wearing to give off a certain vibe or lean towards certain character types and one background. Mm-hmm. So, and I know a lot of other photographers, like if you have a jacket or, you know, some other kind of element like that, I would still consider that one look, doing some with and without, if it makes sense mm-hmm. for the look, of course. Right. But yeah, different. So thinking of yourself, your brand, like what shows you see yourself on, what you often go out for, maybe like what you're not going out for that you know you're really good for as well, and having looks kind of based around that to showcase that brand, that right. character, that vibe.
So for example, for me, I get the teacher, I get the mm-hmm. doctor, I get the lawyer. And so a look for me would be glasses, button down shirt, maybe mm-hmm. like a, you know, like a jacket, you know, mm-hmm. one of those, whatever, suit jacket
blazers
type things.
Or, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So that, but what we're not talking about is I shouldn't show up to a headshot, you know, session with a lab coat.
No.
Right. Right.
Yes.
And so
there's a fine line. Well, not really even a fine line, but it's a big difference between nodding to a certain profession and character type and then putting on costumes or, you know, God forbid, props. Do not use props in your headshot session. You should not have a stethoscope around your neck if you're wanting to say, I'm a doctor, or, you know, yeah, have on a police uniform. You can pick certain wardrobe items that are going to lean to that and nod to that, right, but not be too costumey.
Right, right. And that's something, you know, I feel like that's something that we need to clarify, simply because mm-hmm. I hear casting directors say that all the time. Do not, you know, I don't need you dressed up as a doctor for me to be able to picture you as a doctor. You know, it's like, Right. Like you say, just a nod to that mm-hmm. profession. So the different looks. What are some of the pitfalls, shall we say, that actors fall into when they come to you as a headshot photographer? I mean, or even, you know, when they plan a session.
Mm-hmm. I think that's one of the big ones too, is kind of thinking about looks and kind of both sides of it, like not being prepared enough, like not knowing what they want to emote or say, and just like, well, I have a blue shirt and a green shirt and I figure, you know, just we'll just go for it. If you are hiring a professional photographer and you are investing your money and your time into this session, you want to go for quality over quantity, you know, making sure that your looks are serving you and that they also say something different. If you're having a three look session and two of your looks really say the same thing, it's not serving you in any way. So yeah, that, like not knowing your brand, and I was thinking too, just thinking about this question, and that's one of the things, being too charactery, which can just come across as cheesy. And another point to that, not only does it come across cheesy to casting directors, but it's also very limiting. Mm-hmm. You're not able to get the possibilities of that look because it's just saying one thing. Like if you have that lab yeah. coat on, it's just saying, you know, doctor, maybe scientist.
Right. But it's not getting.
Yeah. It could also lean towards, you know, friendly dad or, you know, depending on what you're wearing, lawyer or assistant, so many other professions that can fit within that wardrobe. You're limiting yourself. The other big pitfall with headshots is going after a glamour, beautiful shot. And that's tough. Like I think for everyone, but especially as women, I feel like we have so much pressure on us just from society and so many other places. And we're working in a very visual industry, and we want to look beautiful because we still, even though we may have done a lot of work on ourselves, there's still that little voice that's like, this is your value. And it's not, it's not, right. But you know, we want that beautiful, glamorous shot. And you know, it's awesome to have that. I think that you should get some photos where you have a more glamorous vibe. If that's something that you want to do, like do it for your birthday or do it for you, and get more shots that are beyond headshots. But for your headshots, it should be something that's going to work for you and serve you and just really be authentic to you and showcase your authentic self. I mean, really, we get so caught up in comparing ourselves to other people, and the best thing that you have to offer is you, is yourself. Like that's, and it sounds so cheesy maybe, but it really is true. You know, like who you are and just your authenticity is the best thing that you can showcase.
Yeah. Yeah. I think even as actors, we know that being our true authentic selves, that's what makes us interesting to watch,
mm-hmm.
you know? And so you don't mm-hmm. have to be, you know, I was trying to think of a glamorous, gorgeous. but you know, you don't have to be model-like. Yeah. You can be interesting to watch. And I think that's more important than being
yes.
glamorous, I think.
And it is beautiful to see someone right. being themselves. You know, we have yeah. our ideas and hang-ups about what we don't like about ourselves and everything, but also that's you being so hard on yourself. The people that love you and know you love those things about you, or don't notice those things about you. They see you and who you are and how you make them feel. And it's similar in that way, you know, for acting and to be an audience watching someone, there's magic in seeing someone being authentically them. Yeah. And so just knowing that and reminding yourself of that. And I think that's one of those things that we have to constantly remind ourselves of, because we can get so caught up in comparison and just kind of ragging on ourselves about dumb stuff when you boil it down to it, you know?
Right.
But just knowing that what you have to offer is more than enough.
Yeah. Well, and something, I'm reading Jenna Fisher's book, you know, Pam from The Office, and she has a whole chapter on headshots, and it's hilarious because she talks about her glamour shot that she loves, but she points out, it's like, she said, that's great. And I go back to that to kind of go, oh, I love that shot. She said, but that would never have gotten me the role for Pam. She said, mm-hmm. I wouldn't have been called into the office,
mm-mm. you know. And what a great role.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
I mean.
Exactly. And that's what, you know, that's to her point and to what you're saying too. It's like, you have to be true to who you are and to the roles that you're going to, realistically, going to be cast in. And that's the thing.
What you want to book anyway.
Like, right,
the role of Pam are just interesting, meaty roles.
Right.
You want to
Well, you get to play.
Yes, you get to really play. And again, like she was saying, she goes back to that shot. I think it's great to have that shot and to have it for your IMDb or to have it for you, for your social media, for your website. But also, if you're going to get that shot, make sure you're getting some stuff that's a little bit more natural and dialed back and less just model glam.
Right.
In your face kind of way.
So, you know, as we're talking, I'm thinking about this. So what if, and you know, obviously you can only speak to what you do as a headshot photographer, but if say somebody like me who is, you know, I'm not going to say I'm unattractive. I'm not, but I'm not model.
Definitely
type.
Not.
You're right. Beautiful. But I'm, well, thank you. But you know, I'm not on the cover of magazines or anything, nor do I want to be, let's imagine that I come into to the session with you and I want that one of the looks is, you know, sort of super sexy, you know, I wouldn't say kind of nightclub, but you know, something that is so not me. Would you, as a photographer, do you gently steer your clients away from, do you feel that that's part of your job to kind of
I do.
Help them see who they truly, you know, who, what roles they do truly would be cast for?
I do. I
so you
do.
Would steer and me away from the dominatrix kind of.
I would. I mean, it would be a conversation. It would be a conversation we would have. And I'd be like, okay, what are you wanting out of this? What roles do you see? And if we are if we are doing three looks, like, okay, well, we have this and this. Have you considered this type of character, this type of role? I think it would serve you more. That's another reason, like in the consultations, I love to get an idea of what people are thinking about as far as their looks, so that if two looks are the same, or if one's just not in their essence, or if they're really missing something, that I do some mild social media stalking of my clients. If I haven't met them before, just to get an idea of their personality and everything. And if there's something that you're showing that is you and part of your personality and essence, and you don't have a look that's representing that, I'll sometimes bring that up. I had a client once that he's a little more quirky, and he, even just on our consultation, he was just wearing this cool t-shirt, and his looks were very business and just like more put together. And he's kind of this quirky, vibrant, cool personality. And we talked about it. I was like, I would love to see a look, even in just what you're wearing right now, that just showcases again, going back to our little flash word of the day, essence, right. But to show like the essence, your personality, like really down to your core, who you are. So yes, I will slightly gently edit, but if someone is, you know, really just wanting to get that look, I will shoot it, but I will want to have a conversation that will hopefully open up that dialogue to really strategically find out if that is going to serve them in the long run.
Right. And I think too, actors for the looks, I think it's also a good idea for them to check in with their agents and say, because I've done that before and said, you know, okay, so what looks, because they're the ones submitting me. They're the ones, you know, who know what, I mean, I have to trust that, you know, that they do. So I think it's a good idea.
Absolutely. I think so too. Yeah. I think it, depending on your relationship with your agent and everything. Yeah, for sure.
Right.
Getting their opinion.
Okay, so no dominatrix for me. All right.
I mean, can we do a fun shoot though?
If we do a buy three, get one free. That one frig. Anyway, okay. Now I'm going completely off. You know, I'm looking at my questions and I'm thinking, you know, we've kind of touched on quite a few of them already. You did mention earlier that in the consultation, you talk about hair and makeup. I typically don't have somebody doing my hair or my makeup. Mm-hmm. Is that something that you as a photographer, especially someone who's both an actor and a headshot photographer, is that something that you recommend that actors do, that we kind of have someone else?
Yes, but with some caveats.
Okay.
So I think that a makeup artist can, number one, take some pressure off of the client doing their own hair and makeup. It takes a little pressure off, allows you to focus on the work. And then also just they're a professional. When you're on set, you're going to have a professional that is doing your makeup. So the caveats would be really researching your makeup artist as well, not just the first person you find, or again, like your uncle or auntie that has been doing makeup. You want to do your research, make sure that they do headshot makeup and, you know, editorial, different portrait style makeup is completely different beast. And having someone know how to handle that. And also just communicating with them. They should be asking these questions if they do a lot of headshot makeup, but just making sure that it still does stay true to you, that you're still going to look like you. And while maybe it's not something that you could replicate with the exact precision and skill that a professional can, but you can still generally get that look yourself for your headshot session. Mm-hmm. It's not the time to try out a brand new glam look or anything like that. You want it to be how you do your makeup, how you present on a regular basis, how you're going to show up in the audition. But I do recommend a makeup artist. I don't think it's absolutely necessary, but, you know, just having a professional that is going to even out skin tone, that is going to take that pressure off, and then to be able to see some possibilities even with hair and with, you know, a lot of my curly haired clients as well that have beautiful natural curls like you do as well. I've seen a lot of makeup artists start with that natural texture, but then add a little bit more polish look to the hair and makeup. I think it can be a really good, it can definitely elevate a session.
Right. And so do you have, I you know, obviously follow you on Instagram, and I see that a lot when you post the headshots that you take, there's a makeup artist that you use or that is with you gets credited for the makeup a lot. Mm-hmm. So is that somebody that works with you on a regular basis? Is she kind of
the Kennedy look? Yes.
Yeah. That's, you know, it's just like, I don't know.
I work with her a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Her name is Anne-Marie Kennedy.
Okay.
And she is someone that I work with a lot. I do work with some other makeup artists as well. I have a recommended list that I will send to clients if they're looking for a makeup artist, but it's not something that is included directly with the headshot session. It's if you want to schedule a makeup artist, here are my recommendations. And I let people do their own research with that list and decide who they want to book. But Anne-Marie is incredible. She's one of those makeup artists that really understands headshots, and she's an actor as well. A lot of the makeup artists that I have on my list are actors. I like to have a set, and my assistants too that I bring in are typically actors. I love a collaborative set. I love for people to be able to, you know, call out a certain thing to even explore while we're taking the headshots, and then also just to get the opinions of other actors in the room. And just to have that creative energy on set too, that fuels the fun and the comfort while we're taking photos.
And that was my question is, you know, do you just work with one person, or do you, like you say, you have a list of recommended people?
So yeah, I work with several different people as well, because they're working with other photographers and they're pretty dang busy. So one thing to consider too with scheduling headshots, especially if you're going to be, if you're wanting to schedule a makeup artist, you're looking at scheduling at least 2 to 3 weeks out to make sure that you can get everyone's calendars lined up and you can actually book that makeup artist. A lot of the girls that I do work with, they're booked out a couple weeks in advance.
Well, that was also going to be one of my questions was how far ahead of time should somebody plan to book a session?
I think you want to anyway. You want to give yourself time to really get all of the items that you want. Like if there are wardrobe items you want to go out and get, give yourself time to really pull everything together. It's going to help ease that anxiety instead of, okay, I need them right now. Let's do them in 2 days, which, you know, I'll do, if I have the availability, I'll do shoots like that. But I do recommend scheduling a little far in advance so that you can really get your head around it. You can start preparing and you can come in with a little less anxiety on shoot day.
So sticking with the hair and makeup topic, for me, you know, my hair is curly, but it is, but I can change my hairstyle like that. You know, all you have to do is get the curling iron. Boom. So I can do several different looks in that one day for women of color, and even for men too. And I'm thinking specifically African-American. That how does that work? Like what? Because you know, you can have the natural hair, but if you then want a look that has braids, you can't do that. It's not a same day thing,
right?
And so for the makeup too, you know, I know that can be a challenge for on set. Like I've heard several African American actors who that's a concern, and rightly so. It's like, are they going to know
having someone that's going to
Are they going to know how to do my hair? Are they going to know how to do my makeup? Am I going to get some white woman who's never worked? You know, which is a legitimate concern. So you know, and I know that, you know, there are probably some listeners who are not white.
That's a valid concern. I mean, for makeup, for your photographer as well, like people are being lit and edited, and you know, you want to make sure you're booking all around makeup artist and photographer with someone that can shoot many different types of skin tones. And so I know a lot of my clients and just a lot of people, when you're searching for a photographer, look at their portfolio, see if you can kind of see people similar to your own skin tone as well. And then also if you can grab a name from that portfolio, typically if you're on Instagram, they're tagged, then go look at that person's personal page and get a feel. And, you know, people use filters and stuff, so there are going to be some slight shifts, but in general, like, does this look like their skin tone? But yes, with makeup, I know that's a big concern. I will say for me personally, I work with makeup artists that are good and they know how to do makeup for many different skin tones and ethnicities, and for men and women. That's a whole nother, you know, different thing as well. As far as hair, I've had some clients tackle this in different ways. So one of my clients, and now this comes with caveats too. I feel like everything kind of does.
Yeah, because it's, you know, every situation is unique. So
it is. So for her, she had her natural hair look and then also a straight hair look as well. And honestly, and this is, I didn't know which one was which, but she had a wig that she used for mm-hmm. one or the other. Now, here's the caveat that it is something that she does wear and has invested in a beautiful, good quality wig. And it's something that she wears on the daily. I don't recommend it if it's not something that you are wearing currently, that you go purchase that, or if you are, spend some time, like really give yourself some time and make sure it's something that you would wear for an audition, like you would wear in the room. You feel comfortable and you feel like yourself and you feel good. And with her doing that, we were able to accomplish those two different looks on the same day. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, I've had some clients do just separate sessions. Mm-hmm. So a lot of photographers, if we are splitting a session and we're doing it on a different day, you may have some additional charges as well, just to account for the expenses the photographer will have for assistance, or, you know, booking the studio or having a studio space blocked for an extra day. But I have split sessions for people as well. So we'll have a day where we'll do either braids or natural hair or, you know, what have you. And then for the second day, a different look.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So that would be that again, that would probably be a conversation you're going to have in that consultation ahead of time.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. And again, it is really dependent on the person. I think that's another thing. Like I feel like we're getting better, casting directors and just the business in general, like getting better at knowing and realizing that hair can change. And,
right.
You know, and especially with African-American hair, you know, the different styles and everything, that like, it's so hard to want, you know, when you get a headshot, it's like, oh, well, I have to commit to this right. look now, you know, and that's not necessarily the case, but it really just depends on you. Like, I think it goes back to as well, like with purpose, is this something that you wear often, you know, and is on brand for you? I don't think just getting quantity for quantity's sake, you really want it to be true to you and quality. I don't know if that really answered the question well.
Yeah, but. No, it's, you know, it's something that I just feel needs to be, you know, we need to
absolutely
talk about it, just because, like I said, for me, it's easy. You can straighten my hair. You just add some water and it springs right back up again, you know? So it's a same day thing. And so,
but some people for their curls too, I've seen trying to straighten it on the same day. And if there's a lot of product in the hair, it doesn't translate well for straight hair. So I have a lot of my curly haired women will do two day shoots as well to make sure they're,
Whew. Yeah. Lots of so last question.
Yes.
and then I'll let you, you know, give any words of wisdom that you want.
Oh dear.
Not that you haven't already, obviously. But so an actor who, once you've booked the session, what should they bring apart from obviously clothes? Is there anything that's like an actor kit, if you will?
Well, I think if you are doing your own hair and makeup, definitely bringing everything that you would need for that, and bringing also powder and oil blotting wipes, things like that, that we can control shine, and anything for touch-ups, for, you know, hair products, brushes, combs, anything that you would need in that realm. You know, that's another thing, if you're hiring a makeup artist, they should have all of that. So that is just a little less pressure on you, but yeah, just making sure you're bringing all of that. I can't remember if we've touched on this or not, but I always encourage my clients to make playlist.
Oh,
I feel
we
like
did
music.
Not. There you go.
This is one of my favorite things. music is so powerful. I think it affects everyone differently, but it's so powerful. So I always encourage people to think about their looks, what they're wanting to emote, what's being said, and then can you make a playlist that kind of leans towards that, gets you in that vibe, gets you in that headspace, and really like different playlists for each look if you want. But I think just having that music on, we get the actor connected to the Bluetooth, have it playing. I have people have their phone by them. So if we're working on a certain emotion and it's not going with the song that we're mm-hmm. hearing, we'll switch it. But so many times a certain song will come on and I can just see it on the actor's mm-hmm. face, just in how they're holding their body and their expression. It just brings out something else and we'll just roll with that. You can do all the prep that you want to do sometimes, but that song may just take you somewhere that you didn't even really expect or plan for. And it's so, so cool. So bringing music. So definitely, mm-hmm. Check with your photographer, see if you're going to be able to play your own music or if you can, suggest certain things, what have you. But bring all your touch-up stuff, bring some music. Trying to think what else would be in an actor kit. I think just knowing as well, trying on your clothes, knowing if you need to, like what undergarments you need to have, mm-hmm. such as, a shirt that if it's going to show bra straps, so maybe you want to invest in a strapless bra or something so that that's not going to show. Is it see-through? Do you need an undershirt? Do you need a camisole or something like that? So making mm-hmm. sure you've tried on your stuff and that you're prepared for any of those things, you don't want to be able to see through your shirt. It's gotten to the point where you're like,
that would not be a good headshot.
And that's one of the things that often gets kind of forgotten where like I have camisoles in studio now in different.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah.
Yeah, different colors and everything. So in case we cross that. But yeah, and then just making sure that you're bringing your clothes on hangers. I did once have a client bring their wardrobe stuffed in grocery bags.
Oh no.
And it wasn't the greatest, as we did have to spend time steaming and making sure that we got the wrinkles out and everything. So make sure you go ahead and press or steam your clothes. Make sure as much as you can, especially with darker clothing items, that a lint roller or something. So you're just gonna save your photographer a lot of time and in the post, and right. In post with editing and everything, or they may charge you extra if there's a ton of extra stuff to do for lint if you don't want it in your shot. But yeah, I think that's pretty much it. Making sure that, you have something on your stomach, that you've had a healthy breakfast and you're hydrated and all of that good stuff. And then, just come with your personality and your permission for yourself to have fun.
Cool. Yes. All and right.
There is one thing that I think I would want to talk about as well, as far as actors that are new to the business and submitting to agencies, as far as headshots and what they need to capture. I feel like when you're starting out, definitely invest in, of course, professional headshots, but sort of keep it simple. I don't think that you don't need more than two looks if you're just starting out, mm-hmm. you're submitting to agencies, because then once you're with that agent, they may can give you more direction on, character types. And as you get to see what you're auditioning for, what you're going out for, and really start understanding your brand, but just really base essence, you, what you feel comfortable in. Typically I'll say, okay, we can get like a brighter, more commercial look, like sitcom, think about what shows, sitcom, comedy, here's, our lovely commercial shot, maybe a little bit brighter and lighter. And then depending on the person and their essence, but something kind of opposite of that. Okay, well now we see you on a more HBO edgy, gritty show, more theatrical, just kind of the mm-hmm. idea of that commercial and theatrical look. But just keeping it simple, not doing too much right off the bat. You just need something that's going to be professional, is going to represent you. And yeah.
Great advice. Great advice. Yeah. Well, I think that is it for my questions. So if anybody wanted to reach out to you, you have two websites. You have the Tara Gulledge photography, and then you have and then you have the actor headshot. So is the other website, is that one, are you going to close it down, or is that going to be solely for, you know, more of a style?
Yeah,
I can't remember what the
yeah, word more for portraits, it. More styled portraits. Right. I wanted headshots, kind of like we've discussed, you know, they're a different, it's a lot different than just a styled portrait session. So I wanted to have a dedicated space where I could really just give all of the information that's not going to get confused with other like maternity sessions and and things like that, that I love to do. And I do as well, but it's just specific to headshots. So if you're looking to get some more information on me and how I shoot headshots, more about the process and everything, that's theactorheadshot.com and @theactorheadshot on Instagram. And then my other portrait work is Tara Gulledge Photography.
Right. And if you are interested, I would highly, highly recommend, because your photographs, and I'm not just saying this, they are stunning. They are truly, like, some of the style portrait photographs, it's like, I mean, they've literally taken my breath away. So,
thank you so much.
It's been really fun to watch since you moved to Atlanta, to watch kind of that progression. So So anybody listening needs to absolutely check you out on Instagram, on your website. So, well, Tara, thank you so much for giving me, you know, this much time and answering the questions and giving us all these wonderful tips that will hopefully relieve. Oh, of course.
That's it for today's episode of Acting Conversations on Craft. If you enjoy these conversations, please feel free to review and rate the podcast on iTunes. You can also leave comments or questions on the Facebook Acting Conversations on Craft group page. Thank you for listening. And until next time.